Well, go on, go on. What's next? I can't sit here all day. Got to be getting out to the post office before it closes up.
Now, don't get all hit up. There's plenty of time to get to the post office. I can't seem to make out my handwriting here. Yeah, that's funny. Word looks like bug. Well, say, tell you what you do. Read off what you got typed down there, and maybe it'll come to me.
You mean go way back to the beginning and read off?
No. Just the last couple of lines here. Go ahead, read it.
Don't rush me. I'm going to read it now. It says, the bullfight was crowded. 2,001 eyes watched the bullfighter and...
Hold on. It ain't 2,001 eyes. It's just 2,000 eyes.
It ain't. It says 2,001 eyes right here.
I know it, but you got it wrong there. There's got to be an even number of eyes, don't they? How could there be 2,001 eyes?
Well, maybe there was a one-eyed fella in the crowd.
Well, all right, have it your way. But you better put one eye down so that people know what you're talking about.
All right. 2,001-eyed people... watching.
Wait, that ain't right neither. The people ain't one-eyed.
Oh, yes. 2,001 people watched the one-eyed bullfighter.
Oh, it ain't the bullfighter that's got one eye.
Watched the bullfighter as the one-eyed bull.
Oh, it ain't the bull neither. It ain't the bull neither. Yes,
well, then,
sir.
Who is it? Who is it? Oh. Burn it. It ain't the people, and it ain't the bullfighter, and it ain't the bull, and... Oh, shut up. Type the darn thing yourself. Type it yourself.
Now listen, Eb, listen. Don't go flying off the handle about it. Now come on, be a good fella and finish typing.
Well, all right, but I ain't going to stand for no more of your dad darn foolishness.
Well, now.
I just put that in your pipe and smoke it.
It ain't foolishness neither. And if you just put down what I tell you, there won't be no argument.
All right, but hurry up. It's getting late and the post office closes at 4 o'clock.
Oh, shucks, you and your post office. Well, one feller had one eye. You got that?
Yeah, I got it.
Lost in the crowd was the bullfighter's gal. Saw a hero.
How's that?
Saw a hero meet the bull. They was a dull thud.
What?
A dull thud. And in the grave he now sleeps. Gosh, Ed, that's going to be awful sad.
Yeah, is that all? I got to be getting over to the post office.
Well, now, never mind the post office, I tell you. Take that sheet of paper out of the machine and read me what you read.
The whole page?
No, just the last there.
Oh, dagnabbit. Well, here it is. You want to know what it means, huh?
Yes.
One feller had one eye lost in the crowd.
What?
Was the bullfighter's gal sore?
Oh, wait. You darn fool, I think, right?
It is right. Oh. That's all right here. Says that here, met the bull, three dull thuds in the gravy.
Oh, you got it all wrong, I tell you. Land of Goshen. Now we got to do it all over again.
Well, I ain't going to do it.
But, Ed,
I ain't going to do it. I wasted enough time with your dad darn story. I got to get over to the post office.
All right, go ahead then. Go to your dad darn post office. I'll typewrite it myself. I've seen nobody so darn dumb in all my born days. No wonder Miss Beebe fired you out of the moving picture.
Fired me?
Yes, fired you. On account of the reason you busted that there now microphone.
I didn't bust it.
You did. Miss Beebe fired you, too. Hector told me all about it.
No, Hector's crazy. Miss Beebe can't fire me nohow. Because I got a contract.
Well, just the same, Hector said you was fired. You notice they got a new fella cranking the camera, don't you?
I don't give a darn who they got cranking the camera. I ain't fired. Don't you ever forget.
Hey, don't hang around that post office all afternoon either. There's kind of work to be done around here. Well, now let's see here. Turn on your food. Can't even get a few words. Now we're in for additions of letter T. Why did that darn thing's missing? Yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Gosh sakes, have you got that story ready?
No, Hector. Yes, I got it, Britt. Just finished it up. Have it done in just a second. Just sit down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gee, what a heart. Oh, gosh, hurry up, please, hurry up. I got to have it. Miss Beebe is pretty sore at me already, you know.
You mean sore on account you let the goat eat part of the story?
Oh, gee whiz, no. She doesn't know about that, you see. She's sore because every afternoon when we get through taking the picture, she has a cup of tea.
Yes.
Well, she's sore because I strained her tea through a fly swatter.
Strained it through a fly swatter? Why, Dad, there ain't no wonder she's sore.
Yes, but it was an old fly swatter she didn't use anymore. What's she got sore at?
Yes, well, here's your story, Hector. Tell you, the only way I could end the darn thing was to have the bullfighter killed.
God's sake.
What's the matter?
Well, because that won't do. Because you see, the bullfight is supposed to take place in Spain.
Yes.
And then the bullfighter comes over to this country. See?
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, Hector, but I just couldn't seem to figure out any other way to end it except to have the bull kill the fella.
Oh, gosh. Now, wait, let's see. Oh, big cracky. Oh, I got it. I tell what we do. Listen. The bullfighter gets killed, and then the bull comes to this country. That's the way it works.
The bull? Well, I know, Hector. That don't seem like it makes good sense.
Yes, but somebody's got to come to this country, or you see, we won't have any story.
Yeah.
And if the bullfighters are killed, why, the bull's got to do it. It's got to come here.
Mm. Well, maybe. I suppose you know more about the moving picture business than me.
Oh, sure. It'll be all right. And if I get killed early in the story, I won't have so much work to do either.
Yes, but say, the way you figured to get the bull, you have to have a trained bull, won't you?
Yes. Oh, shoot. That's right. That's right, ain't it?
Yes.
Let's see. Wait, I'll tell you, instead of having a bull, we'll use that goat that's been following me around.
Use the goat?
Yes. You see?
Yeah.
Oh, gee whiz.
What?
Oh, gee golly.
What's the matter?
Look, here comes Miss Beebe.
Yeah.
If she sees me in here, she's liable to suspect about this story.
Well, skin out the back door.
Yes, I will.
So long, Hector. Go on and get out of the way.
I don't give a darn. That's right. A contract's a contract.
Don't argue with me. You read your contract, and you'll find out that I can discharge you anytime I like.
Now, what's the matter? What's the matter here?
She figures she'd fire me.
There's no doubt about it. I have fired you.
Now, hold on there, Mightiness Beebe. If you fire Eb, you don't use his name, Count Eb Peters, in the picture.
Oh,
don't be a darn fool, Zeb. As long as I didn't marry the Countess.
Keep your trap shut. And let me tell you, Miss Beebe, it ain't every day you can take a moving picture with a real count in it now.
Well, perhaps there is something to that.
Yes.
As far as handling a camera or sound equipment, you are utterly incompetent. But I think I can use you to build a set on the lot.
Build a what?
A set. Set.
Set where?
Set on the lot.
Set on a lot of what?
I mean a moving picture set. A set, a house.
Yes, Eb, she means a set on the house.
Oh, I mean nothing of the kind. I'm talking about a piece of scenery. A house that I want you to build it.
Well, what kind of house, Miss Beebe? Is it a very big one?
No, it's simply a shell.
First the house, and then it's a shell.
It isn't a shell. It's the shell of a house. Merely four outside walls and a roof. You can make it out of almost anything so long as it looks rustic and... I said rustic and...
Make it out of rustic and...
No, for heaven's sake. Make it out of wood, scrap lumber, anything. And then paint it brown so that it'll look like adobe.
How's that?
Adobe-like.
Adobe like what?
Don't be like rustic cans, Ed.
Oh, rustic cans have nothing to do with it. The word I used was rustic. It's supposed to be an old Spanish farmhouse. I want it about 10 feet wide and about 12 feet long. You better write all of this down.
Yes, I will.
Oh, yes. It should have two wings.
Say, what you talking about now? A house or an airplane?
I'm talking about a house, and don't interrupt.
House and wings.
Yes, I said with wings. I want you to follow the Spanish school of architecture.
Yes, you see, this here's a schoolhouse.
It isn't a schoolhouse. I told you that it was a farmhouse.
Yes, but just now you said that...
That will do, Winterbottom.
Yes, sir.
I want a chimney on each wing painted blue.
Just a second, ma'am. Try to get this lit down here. What'd you say you wanted, blue?
A blue chimney. The blue flue.
I reckon you mean blue flies.
I mean blue flu. Flu, flus, house flu.
You mean blue flies, flies, house flies.
Hold your tongue. I'm talking about a flu. A flu flew up the chimney.
Yeah, well, what flew up the chimney?
The house flies flew up the chimney.
Oh, there aren't any flies. I'm telling you that the house flew.
Oh, the house flew up the chimney.
It's blue, blue.
You mean the house blew up the chimney?
I don't.
You're crazy. It was the chimney that blew up the house.
No, no, no. A thousand no's.
The nose blew up the chimney.
Will you keep still?
Yes, ma'am.
Look, I can't stand here arguing with you morons all day. When I say house flew, I mean house flew and nothing else. Now get busy and build a house. I want a day after tomorrow. And I mean day after tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
House flew, huh? Say, Zeb, it's all a dad darn thing. How can a house fly?
Why, certainly it can fly. Didn't you just hear her say she wanted us to put two wings on it?